Welcome to all of you, many boys and girls. No? You are all getting ready for a camp, no? Vacation Bible camp. So in the readings today, we heard the stories of camping. 3,000, 4,000 years ago, lots and lots of people became refugees and they were camping. And so they had to be formed into a kind of a community of believers to do the right thing. But we hear in the readings from the book of Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers, the Old Testament, where the first reading came today from the book of Numbers, there we are told there was a problem. The leader of the camp felt desperation. He cannot feed the hungry people. They are looking for something real nice food to eat, and they are complaining and murmuring and protesting and rebelling. And what the leader says, "Lord, help me, I cannot take care of all these people's needs. All these people's needs." So there was a desperation in that camp. In the gospel, we see another camp. People are traveling by foot to meet Jesus. They heard the stories about Jesus and they come in large numbers. And Jesus is healing and Jesus is teaching. But by evening came, the disciples are saying, "We are all feeling hungry. What do we have to do? We are in desperation. We are hungry. Can you do a favor? Send us these people away home so they can go and get something to eat." But Jesus says, "No, I don't want to send them away. Do something. Do something." So here, the disciples feel that they are helpless. So two camps, no? Two camps. Moses giving a camp, and here, lots of people coming to meet Jesus, and they all feel hungry. And Jesus says, "Do something." And here we are, transformed into a big camp. That's what it is, 1 week of camping. Our model for this day in the response was, "Sing with joy to God who can help us." So here, that is what we are going to do. Today, our hearts should be singing with joy. Singing with joy, because God can help us, no? God gave us this beautiful world. God gave us a beautiful life. So we are grateful. Sometimes we need a heart of training to understand all these great mysteries of God's love. So here we are going through the training. Everything needs training, no? To become champions in the Olympics, they need training. So we need training. So training is a symbol. So we pray that our training session of these 5 days will be a success. So that will be our intention for the Mass today. We pray for one another. We pray that we all will be trained. Trained to become Christ's disciples. We will be hearing beautiful terms, you know, from your camp of directors, and we pray for the camp directors also. They all need the grace. That's what it makes us to be here. Jesus takes care of not only our physical needs, Jesus takes care of our spiritual needs. The bottom line is our destination to reach heaven. So we pray that we are all trained beautifully to reach that heavenly gift God will be giving to us. So let us all stand to pray.